Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us your own. Lord, we thank you for this gift of faith and the salvation and your love that comes through your Son Jesus, who died and rose for us. And Lord, we thank you that when this race is complete, we will be in your eternal presence, in joy and peace and happiness. Lord God, open our hearts and minds to your word this day. Amen. So you can ask my wife and ask my kids, I am not a guy that likes not knowing what is coming. I don't do surprises. I think multiple times in the 20 plus years I've been married to Robin, I've said, please do not give me a surprise birthday party. I don't like doing that. I like the predictability. I like to be able to know what's coming so that I can prepare for what's coming. I'm not a guy that walks into a dark room and just takes his chances. But I suppose the desire to want to know what's ahead depends on the context. What's at stake? If it's something simple, something minor like what's for dinner, I'm not too worried about that. Dinner will be what dinner is. But when it's something of much greater consequence, I, like most people, like to have some kind of level of certainty. We like to know what is ahead of us. Now, before I entered the ministry, I worked in the consulting space. And occasionally, I would get a call, last-minute call, where they would say, we need you to get on a plane, fly across the country to be at this meeting. And all they would give me is client name, client address, and some really, really high-level understanding of what the work we were going to be doing. I hated those calls. They were rare, but I absolutely hated them because they were filled with uncertainty. And as a consultant, you were expected to walk into that room and be the expert. They were looking to you for answers. So when that would happen, when those last minute calls would happen, I would click into serious scramble mode to try to find out some more information. 15 years ago, I had this one project where the project lead emailed me on Friday afternoon. And all his email said was, we need you to be in Portland, Oregon, at the Conway Freight offices at 8 a.m. Monday morning. We're doing an assessment. Are you kidding me? That's it? That's all you're going to give me in that moment? So I started calling people. I started emailing, texting people, saying, I need to know more about this, more than client name, client address, and we're doing an assessment. There's nothing I hated more than flying into a brand new city to a brand new client, expected to be the expert, not having any real good concrete idea about what was ahead. We all like to know what is ahead. It brings us comfort. Even if people that claim to be spontaneous and they say, well, hey, you know, whatever comes, whatever happens, I'm good. Even they have a threshold. Even they reach a point where they go, no. I need more details about what is coming my way, about what I'm about to encounter. So we read a short part of the text this morning from the book of Daniel. Very interesting, but very short part of the text. And the part we read comes on the tail end of this vision that Daniel had. He had this vision from this guy that was described as a man clothed in linen. And he was speaking about the future. This man was a divine messenger of God, an angel of God that was bringing a view for Daniel into what was coming. And he brought both good news and bad news. And you know how that plays out. He came to him and said, Here's the bad news. He started with the heavy side. And he said, there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. That's an awkward translation. So let's look at the NLT on that. It says, there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. Okay. That is not exactly the divine message you would hope to receive from God. That's God basically saying, you're going to suffer beyond what you have ever seen, beyond what nations have ever experienced. You, my people, are going to suffer. That is anxiety fuel. That clicks people into worry and fear. But it aligns with the vision Daniel had in chapter 11, the chapter prior to what we read. In that vision, the messenger said that war and violence were coming their way, particularly between the neighboring countries during that time. And since the fall in the garden, war and violence have been a common part of our existence, haven't they? We can go into our world today And we can find war and violence on great scales, on grand scales between two countries. We can also step out our front door, or maybe even within our own homes, and find war and violence on the small scale between two people, differing, beefing over some issue. Times of anguish are a given. It's a byproduct of sin in this world. We all have stories of this. But this ominous word from this messenger is not necessarily where I want to focus this morning. Because the messenger also brought some good news, didn't he? The messenger dipped into the gospel in this text. He said this to Daniel. He said, "But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." So the bad news was that you're going to suffer. There's going to be hardship. There's going to be struggle. There's going to be times when you turn away from God. There's going to be miserable moments underneath the boot of an enemy that hates you. But then he counters all that negative. And he says, but here's the good news. All that suffering, all that negativity, all that misery and agony, they are not the end game. The messenger told Daniel, this moment, time of suffering is not the end all, be all. He spoke a word of hope to Daniel and God's people. The messenger said, all of the people whose name are written in this book, they will be lifted up to everlasting life. See, this messenger is pointing to something so much bigger, so much greater, so much better than the immediate moments of misery and hardship and suffering. The messenger is pointing to the last day. The messenger is pointing to the final victory. That messenger is pointing to the promised resurrection that God has promised to those who put their faith in Jesus, in the promised Messiah. And that messenger is very calmly saying, this is what's ahead of you. Daniel, this is what's ahead of you. Israelites, this is what is coming. And God, through his Holy Spirit, is still saying to us, members of the OSL church community, this is what you have to look forward to. What God told Daniel and God still tells us today is that you and I have a real physical life coming where we will have nothing but joy and peace and rest and happiness. That is the complete and certain message that we hold on to every single day. And it is complete and it is certain because of the author of those words, God Almighty, the creator and sustainer of all things. He spoke those words. He has promised this eternal life. It's God Almighty that has mapped out what is ahead for you and me. And we know that God Almighty is a God of his word. If he has said he is going to do it, we can take that as absolute, complete truth that he is going to do it. That brings us joy. That brings us calm and confidence, to where we can take the words from Hebrews that were read this morning and we can echo them in our own lives. We can say, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast in the confession of our hope without wavering, for he, God, who promised, is faithful. God has promised to you that Jesus is the once for all sacrifice for all your sins. God has promised to you that by the perfect, righteous blood of Christ, God looks upon you and sees righteousness. God has promised to you that through your faith in Jesus, all your sins are as good as gone. He'll remember them no more. That is what's ahead, and that is reason to smile today, to rejoice today, to give praise today. All that goodness through Christ is ahead. Now, I don't know the details of tomorrow. I don't know how your next week is going to play out. I don't know what the next 4 years of our country is going to look like. I wish I could tell you the problem that you're dealing with at work is going to have a peaceful resolution in a couple days. I wish I could tell you that all the relationships you have with your kids and your spouse and your in-laws and your neighbors and your coworkers, I wish I could tell you all the details and that's all going to be okay and good. But we don't have that view. I don't know those details. You don't know those details. We don't have certainty in the little bitty finite details of our life. But we do have certainty in how this whole thing is going to play out in the end. We have absolute certainty that through faith in Jesus, a day is coming where we will be in God's eternal, everlasting, perfect presence. We'll be alive, we'll be well, just without all the mess. No more mental or emotional torment. No more of that nagging physical pain that is a wicked daily companion. No more of the nonsense negativity and just plain garbage that sits on your shoulders every day like a dead weight. All the negativity God has promised he will wipe away forever. What a gift. What an amazing gift that our God has promised is coming. A real life with him. Nothing but joy. Nothing but peace. And in that truth, we go forward and we take the words from Hebrews, the tail end words of Hebrews, and we just simply walk with each other. We walk with one another in this life. We stir each other up to love and good works. We keep meeting here. We keep gathering in this sanctuary and in classrooms and circling around the Word of God and encouraging one another. And we keep our hearts, our minds, and our eyes fixed on that last day. On that last day where God has promised we will enter into his eternal presence and be at perfect peace. Brothers and sisters, that is what's ahead. And God be praised for it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that not only are you here with us and that you have chosen us to be your own, but you have prepared an everlasting eternal life with you for us. Lord, I pray that you sustain us in this life, that you sustain us in the faith, that we would always find our hope and our peace and our rest in you as we together walk with one another, looking forward to that final day where we will see you face to face. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.